Hey everyone, welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. On this podcast, we share some thoughts from our weekly gatherings as home churches, as well as our messages from when we all get together. It's our desire to help people become fully devoted followers of Jesus, and we hope that this podcast encourages you to walk in that way. Thanks again for joining us, and enjoy this episode. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Caleb and Shannon here with the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. Excited to be with you again here on the podcast. And we are in the middle of our series on how to study the Bible. And so last week we kind of went over the reason why we should study the Bible. And Shannon gave us a lot in there. And we also have been posting our messages from our weekend gatherings. So if you haven't listened to those, go give those a listen. It'll make these podcasts here make a little bit more sense. And so what we're doing here starting this past Saturday is we are breaking down the method that we are using for our Bible study. And so Shannon's going to give that to us. What method are we using and why are we using it, Shannon?
So, yeah, so what we're going to be teaching everyone in our church here on how to study the Bible is something called the OIA. OIA stands for observation, interpretation, and application. And I'll throw in a little addendum out there. It's not something we created. It's something that's really been around for a while. Different groups have kind of created a system around it to help utilize these principles. But it really is. It's an old way of studying Scripture, and it's a really good way, and we're doing our own kind of modified version of the OIA process. And basically what it does is it gives you a way to look at Scripture and just see what it's saying, and then to dig in and learn to interpret what we're supposed to get from it, what the theology is in it, what the purpose is behind it. And then the application aspect, of course, is okay, so how do you live that out in your life? And so we're taking in the middle of the year, our summer, we're looking at this method of how to study Scripture. And we're going to end it with tying them in. Part of the application thing, just a little preview, is all of this purpose is to help everybody that's in our local community there to now better participate in the study and the teaching and the sharing of God's word each week, because that's the cool thing about having a house church community, is getting the engagement of everyone involved. And so we looked at observation this week, and you took the lead on teaching us this point in the process, and I just wanted to share, before I kind of give you a chance to share what you went over with us, the main thing about observation is really learning to just see what God and the authors of Scripture have given us on the page, because we all come to the Scriptures with our own preconceived ideas. Whether we want to admit it or not, or whether we realize it or not, we all come with our preconceived ideas, and we very easily have a tendency to insert those preconceived ideas into our study. And what happens is number one, we miss completely what God actually intended. Uh-huh. Or on the worst side, we actually throw in things that were never really there. And so we all go into the story of Noah because, you know, we've seen all the cartoons and all the children's books and all this stuff, and we've heard the message, the story preached about in a kind of basic generic kind of way. And so what happens is we take all of those thoughts, and that's what we insert into it, and observation seeks to kill that. I think I shared that it's not trying to discern God's meaning or purpose here, but to simply gather everything we can see in the text. I kind of think of it as the CSI team that comes to a crime scene, and what they're doing at the crime scene is they're gathering all the data they can get. They're taking all the pictures, they're gathering all the samples, they're looking at all the angles and all of that, and then they take all that data back to the lab. And then the lab, at the lab, then they start getting down into getting the microscopes out, and getting into all of that, and getting down to the details. So the crime scene stuff is the observation. The lab is the interpretation, and then taking all of that evidence and giving it to the officers who go out there and make the arrests and take it to the court, and that's the application. That would be a good way to look at this. So the observation is just learning to see what the scriptures are actually saying and not what we want it to say. That's kind of a
Yeah, I
roundabout
think that's
way of doing
a
that.
Well, that's a good illustration there for that for sure. We have talked before about how easy it is, especially in today's culture, for us to read into scripture things that aren't there, or even put ourselves into the scripture when we are not the ones that are the main focus, or make ourselves the hero of the story. We're never Goliath, we're always David, and so it's that thing that we have to be careful of when we are approaching the Word of God. And so just want to share some verses that we talked about, because this isn't necessarily a new thing. People putting their own interpretation on God's word rather than letting God's word speak for itself. In John chapter 5, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. In verse 39, he told them, he said, "You guys search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life." So they were going to the scriptures and looking for eternal life, which is a good thing. And he says that it's the scriptures that bear witness about me. And then he says, "Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life." You're looking for the right thing, but you're letting that take over your viewpoint of what the word is actually pointing to, and that was Jesus. And so because of that, they missed him. And so that is so easy for, it was easy for the Pharisees to do back then, and it's easy for us to do today, and to just put our own twist on the word of God rather than simply letting God speak to us. And then we went back to 2 Timothy, which last week or 2 weeks ago we read 2 Timothy 3:16, which was the all scriptures breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. But then he goes into chapter 4, which, remember, we mentioned these are letters, so it's not like they would have finished verse 17 in the church reading it, and they're like, "Okay, we're done there. We're gonna pick up on the next part of the letter next week." They would read through the whole thing. And so he continues that same kind of thought, and Paul says, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom," he says, "preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching." And it's funny, it's the same words that were used and talking about scripture, that scripture does those things, and we are to be taking the word of God and continuing on with that thing, the reproving, the rebuking, and exhorting. And so he says further in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." And I think that's so much of what has happened today. I mean, it's hard for people to sit down and just read their Bible without, pulling out their devotion or turning on YouTube and listening to somebody. It's so hard for people to sit down with their Bible and let God speak to them. And that's what this method endeavors to do here at the beginnings. We're just sitting down with the word and letting God speak to us. And
And
so really shows us the importance of that.
let me just add something to that, because I shared a bit of my process on Saturday with everyone, and it goes with what you just said about people not spending time in the Word. And I think part of the problem is because when people go to do their study, they either just go directly right into the interpretation part. They sit down with a passage and go into it, or, you know, they go into it the night before they're going to have their discussion. So they're not really spending the time. And I shared with everyone that, you know, you had up there your page where you were showing how you write down your observation. And I said that my observation begins before I even put pen to paper. In that 2 weeks prior, I'm reading and pondering and praying over that passage and asking myself questions. I'm meditating on it. I'm ruminating over it. You know, and I think that's the important part of observation, is just spending time in that passage or that chapter or that book, whatever you're going to be digging through, in just you and God, and really having that that thought process before you just start jotting your things down. And really, this whole phase, you shouldn't be going to anybody else's work at all. That'll come in the next. Leave your devotions behind, you know, leave your commentaries away. But the most I would say is, if you need a little nudge to understand the context of the book you're in, that's about as far as you should go at this point in time. Just let God speak to you first. You'll work through all of the questions and everything that pop in your mind in the next step. So I wanted to make sure to kind of get that, because it went with your thought. So
No, that's good. It definitely takes time, you know, I mean, and that's what I feel like we struggle with today. You know, we don't give ourselves enough time to really just sit with the Word. It's we get up, you know, 30 minutes before we have to be at work, and so if we get 5 minutes in of reading, then we get 5 minutes in, but we don't really remember anything. We're not able to really observe what's happening there, because we live in such a rushed culture. But God places a big emphasis on His people really knowing His Word. And we went all the way back to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise." It was not just a certain time of the day that you were letting yourself be, letting the Word of God just be in your life. It was all day long, every single day. He says, "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." And the idea there isn't that, you know, a lot of people have scripture on their walls. You know, get scripture tattooed. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing what the Bible says there. Not even really what he was meaning there. It's the idea that everywhere you go, everywhere you look, you're taking the Word of God with you and letting it just fill your life, fill your heart, fill your mind. Like Colossians 3:16, right? "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." And so we're letting the Word of God just saturate our minds, saturate our hearts. And one thing, because I know, Shannon, you're going to share just a little bit more. One thing we talked about with observation that's super important is when we go to observe a passage, when we go to even just start studying the Bible, reading it in general, we have to go at it first with prayer. We just need to ask the Lord to help us, just like we need Him to help us at work each day, dealing with our kids each day. We need Him to help us study the Word of God. And so we need to make sure that we are allowing ourselves to be humble and teachable in those moments as we are studying the Word. And so that's a really big step. And so, Shannon, you got anything else you wanted to add on all of that?
No, it really is. All throughout the process, the prayer is, of course, vital. That goes into what I was saying about, you know, your observation starts with that time. You know, what I'm looking at, have us starting to study in January, in the new year, I'm already working on it. I'm already praying and reading through and getting my legal page with all my observations and all that. I'm starting now and just kind of getting it all set. And I think that's the approach that we need to take. This is God's word. This is what changes hearts. The Bible says that it's living and it's sharper and it pierces into the very core of who we are. And, we want to be able to give it its due diligence. And so, spend time with God in his word and really take the time to see what it's saying and not insert your thoughts into it. And this is a great phase as you're starting to look at, what is it saying? What do we think God's trying to say here? Don't be afraid to ask questions and jot those questions down, because when you go into interpreting, you want to be able to answer those questions.
Right.
And that's what's going to help you dig into the commentaries and the devotionals and asking the questions. And that's the biggest thing, I think, out of this whole process. And I stressed it with everybody on Saturday, is that your best resource to learn what God's word means, to get the interpretation and the application out of the observation, is your church family. And that's what God intended from the get-go. Your gathering and discussing God's word in your church family supersedes your commentaries, your devotions, your YouTube channels, all of those things. And I think that's part of the problem, is too many believers today here in America are going to all these other resources instead of their local gathering of believers. And so there's no free flowing of thought. Everybody's lost in their own little personal world, and that's not what the body of Christ is. And so as a local gathering is praying together and seeking answers to God's truth together, that's where great growth happens. Because one of the problems with the devotions, one of the problems with the commentaries, one of the problems with the YouTube channels and all those Christian celebrities, as I'll call them, is you can't ask them a question.
Right.
You can't challenge what they're doing. You could comment on their YouTube channel, but, you'll get drowned out by everybody else who may not like your comment, so then they comment on you, and then you start a comment war. Your local church, man, that's your local gathering, that's where that's supposed to happen. And you have to do this together. Your time alone with God's word is to prepare you to really be challenged together in God's word. And that's where this principle of observation is so key. So
yeah, that's good. I think thing that we mentioned on Saturday also was, when we go to the commentaries and the devotions and the YouTube channels first without really reading the word, we run the risk of just taking what people say and not checking on it.
Exactly.
Not checking it with what the scripture says, and we could be led astray really quickly because we just took what somebody else said rather than looking at what God says.
Yeah.
And then trying to match it up. And a lot of times those people and the commentators and stuff are true. They're correct. But there are times that we need to make sure, all the time, we need to make sure that we know the word for ourselves. It's so easy to live off of the faith of other people.
Yeah.
And I did that for many years growing up.
Yeah, exactly.
You grow up in the church and you hear other people doing their study and stuff, and it's easy to just latch onto them and repeat what you've heard said. And then it's never real for you.
Yeah.
And so that, I think, is what God wants to happen for each of us as we grow in our faith, as we grow up into him, right? Grow up into Christ.
Yeah.
And so that's very important this stage, because you are just immersing yourself in scripture. You're saturating your mind with it, and then and in turn that helps, you know, with memorizing scripture. It helps with the Psalm 119, that we hide God's word in our heart, that we might not sin against him. Helps with that Romans 12:1, right? Renewing our minds. And so all of that starts with simply observing the scripture.
There you go.
So that's good. It's good stuff. Well, everybody, we're glad to have you with us. A little bit shorter of an episode today. We've been giving you some long ones, so this is a nice little quick short to the point. So we'll be back with you next week on the podcast. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Motion Church Weekly. As always, head over to our website at motionchurch.life or follow us on social media to keep up with the latest from Motion Church. We hope you have a great week.